This recording, Kansas 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's funny that we're talking about words and people's reactions to them. I remember that my first job out of law school was I was a real estate attorney for the Army Corps of Engineers. And I was sent out one day to do a field investigation on a farmer who had sold his land to the government and then had actually harvested corn off of that land about 2 months later. Well, I came back to the office and I dictated into a dictation machine, the tape of which was then going to go to a typing pool. Yes, once upon a time there was such a creature. I dictated the following: that the previous landowner had usufructuary rights to the emblems of the demised premises. So I wait for my letter, and I wait for my letter. No letter. So I go marching down to the typing pool, and I go, "Hey, Marjorie, where's my letter?" And she says, "Get away from me, you nasty young man." I go, whoa, what did I say that was wrong? Well, Marjorie didn't understand that the word usufructuary means that you have the rights to the fruits of someone else's land. And she said to me, "What were you trying to say?" And so I said, "Look, Marjorie, this farmer owned the ground, right? He plants the corn while he still owns the ground. The corn pops up through the topsoil before he sells the ground. That makes the corn his personal property, even though now it's the fruits of someone else's land. That's what allowed him to go back on the land to collect it." So what did Marjorie say to me that day? "So why didn't you just say so?"